Okay, so this week we're going into Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Kilom Chaso. The Gemara tells us this kapitel is known as Hallel HaGadol, the Great Hallel, because it tells us that Hashem dwells in the heights of the universe and distributes food to every creature. And the Sforno says, David was warning us in the days of Mashiach to remember to give thanks to Hashem for all His good and kindness that He does for mankind in general and to Klal Yisrael specifically. And it goes on to list some of the wonders that Hashem has done. And there are 26 psukim in this kapitel. And the Gemara asks, what does 26 correspond to? And the Gemara answers, it corresponds to the 26 generations from Adam till Moshe Rabbeinu, who even though they did not have the Torah and lacked the merits of from doing mitzvos, Hashem nevertheless sustained them through His chesed. Once the Torah was given, our keeping of the Torah and doing the mitzvos is what keeps the world going. So we say, Hodu Hashem ki tov kilom chasto, give thanks to Hashem for He is good, for His kindness endures forever. And the Radak explains, everyone in the world gives thanks to Hashem for He is good and does good to the world, and His chesed will not stop as He is forever. And the Mrs. David says, the kindness of Hashem is something that endures forever, as opposed to the kindness or the chesed of a person. And the Malbim learns this kapitel follows the last one, because we were just told at the end of the last one to praise and bless Hashem, and now David is telling us to give thanks to Hashem for all of His good and kindness, which are forever, whether He's running the world through Teva, through nature, or through miraculous events. Hodu l'Elokei Elohim kilom chasto, give thanks to the one God of the heavenly powers, again, for His kindness endures forever. The Mefarshim explained that heavenly powers refer to the Malachim, who are powers above us, but could only do what Hashem wants. Hodu l'Adonai Hadonim kilom chasto, give thanks to the Lord of Lords for His kindness endures forever. The Mefarshim explained this refers to the heavenly bodies, who are the Adonim, the masters over the world, but again, Hashem is the master of all of them. L'Osei Neflos Kedos Levado kilom chasto, to Him who alone performs good, great wonders, for His kindness endures forever. The Mitzvah David explains we are going back on the word Hodu to give thanks to the one who performs great wonders, and he needs no help from the Malachim. And the Radak says that after we mentioned the Malachim, we are saying now that Hashem preceded everything and created the Malachim too. La'osei Hashemayim besfuna kilom chasto, to Him who makes the heavens with understanding, for His kindness endures forever. The Radak learns we mentioned the heavens, which include all the heavenly bodies, and He created them with an enduring kindness that they will never stop. Rav Shimshon Fall Hirsch says that the solar system and countless galaxies function with a complexity which is beyond human comprehension. L'roka ha'aretz al hamayim kilom chasto, to Him who spread out the earth upon the waters, for His kindness endures forever. The Radakim to this David learn, the chesed here is that this is neged, this is the opposite of the nature of water, as it's the nature of water to flow all over the land, as it was during creation, and still is today over half of the planet. And the Radak says it's an enduring chesed, even though we went through a mabul, since that was only a short time, and that was just to pay back the Rishayim, and Hashem left all types of life alive on the Teva, and swore that it would never happen again. And the Malbim explains, the reason we need to constantly thank Hashem for spreading the earth upon the water is that Hashem constantly wills the world to exist. And if He ever stopped, it would all go back to nothing, so we are always thanking Him for this. And the Ibn Ezra says, first we list the sky above the person, and then we list the earth, which is below the person. La'osei orim gedolim kilom chasto, to Him who makes great lights, for His kindness endures forever. The Radak learns we now mention the two great lights which keep the world going, and they go forever. And the Ibn Ezra says, similarly, that we mention these two as life of man depends upon them. As Hashemesh l'mshalos bayom kilom chasto, the sun for the rain of the day, for His kindness endures forever. The Radak explains we're thanking Hashem for the sun by day, for giving us light and warmth, things that are needed for lights, for life and plants. And it's a chesed which is forever, as there are no breaks in it. Then Mrs. David adds that we are thanking Hashem that He set up boundaries for the sun and it never changes. As the Yerech v'kochavim l'mshalos balayla kilom chasto, the moon and the stars for the rain of the night, for His kindness endures forever. And the Radak says, so too He gave the moon to rain at night with the stars. And the light of the moon and stars is needed for those traveling in the deserts or at sea. And the plants need their light to mature, such as a cucumber and melons. And the moon also, as we know, affects the waters. It affects the tides. The Ibn Ezra learns that at night the sun has no kochos, since it's under the earth. and without the light of the moon and stars, nothing would survive, and is enduring as the cycle sun by day and moon and stars at night is constant. L'makim Mitzrayim b'vchoreim kelom chasto, to him who smote Egypt through their firstborn, for his kindness endures forever. And the Radak explains, after David mentioned about things we need to give thanks to Hashem from the world around us, now he lists things that he felt the chesed of Hashem, where Hashem changed Teva as he wanted. He says it listed Makas Bechoros because this event was again the event that we went free. The Sforno learns he killed the Bechorim because they were the chosen ones of Egypt, and this then humbled Egypt. Why does it say Bivchoreim and not Bichoreim? So Rashi and the Matuz David explain that when the Bechorim heard of the upcoming Makkah, the upcoming plague, they started a civil war to get Paro to send out Klal Yisrael. So the Bechorim hit and were also hit. And the Mosef Rashi says it teaches us that he killed the firstborn of Mitzrayim, even if they were in other countries. Vayotze Yisrael mitochom kilom chasom, and he brought Klal Yisrael from their mists, for his kindness endures forever. The Mitzvah David says, we say thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And the Sforno adds that not even one person, old or sick, was left behind. Biyad chazaka uvizronetuya kilom chasta, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his kindness endures forever. And the Radak learns, this is including all the other Makos. And it was a tremendous chesed that we were in their land and they were hit with the Makos while we were not. And the Sforno says, the Yad Chazaka was Hashem destroying their gods, and the Zeronetuya was the fact that the others died who were not known as Bechorim. As we know, there was a lot of Znus that took place amongst the Mitzrayim, and this strengthened their desire to send out the Jews. And the Mitzvahs David and Evan Ezra explained that we thank Hashem for the Yad Chazaka, that he took us out with a Yad Rama, an upraised arm, and not like slaves that were running away from their masters. The Goza Yamsov Ligzarim Kilom Chasto, to him who divided the sea of reeds into parts, for his kindness endures forever. And the Evan Ezra learns Hashem could have crossed us in the water, and they wouldn't have died. But they would have been frightened and scared. So we thank Hashem for the way he did this chesed by splitting the sea. The Mefarshim explained that not only did Hashem split the sea, but as we know, he made 12 parts, one for each shevet. And the Sfasemes says that this shows us that each shevet alone deserved this miracle for their own sake. The Radak gives another explanation that Hashem split the Yam in parts because he did not split it straight across, but he split it only about halfway and then back again in a semicircle because we entered the Yam on one side and we left the Yam on the exact same side. The heavy Yisrael besocho kilom chasto, and caused Yisrael to pass through it, for his kindness endures forever. The Radak explains Besocho means in the depths, which is in the middle. He took them through on dry lands, and even their feet did not get wet. V'nir Paro v'chelu b'yamsu kilom chasto, and he threw Paro and his army into the sea of reeds, for his kindness endures forever. And the Radak learns they couldn't turn around. And the chesed was that we got to see our enemy destroyed and not have to fear them ever again. And the Radak asks, we said they entered and they came out of the Yam on the same side. So what was the point of going in at all? As the Malbim says, Hashem could have saved us in any other way. And he explains that Hashem did this to drown the Mitzrayim, which the Malbim says was really the Iker purpose here. And Hashem showed us his greatness that we went through the same Yamsuf on dry land and the Mitzrayim were drowned in that sea. L'moloch amo b'midbar kilom chasto, to him who led his people through the wilderness, for his kindness endures forever. And the Radak learns that a land that man did not travel, there was no paths. And Hashem led us with his anan, with his cloud by day, and the pillar of fire at night. And the Sforno explains that Hashem took us in the midbar, so we don't mix with the goyim, and we don't learn from their ways. And the Malbim says it's for us to learn Torah, and to get rid of what we did learn back in Mitzrayim. L'makim alochim gedolum kilom chasto, to him who smote great kings, for his kindness endures forever. Rashi learns this refers to the 31 kings of Canaan. And the Radak says it refers to Sichon and Og. And first David lists them together, and then each one separately to give more praise to Hashem. And the chesed was that they were a great and strong nation, and Hashem handed them to Klal Yisrael, who was a weak nation, who did not know how to fight a war, and we beat them till there was nothing left. And the Sforno learns the chesed was that this was part of Hashem's this was not part of the promise to the Avos, this was something addition which Hashem did for Klal Yisrael at that time. Vayarug Melochim Adirim Kilom Chasto, and slew mighty kings, for his kindness endures forever. Rashi learns this refers again to Paro and his army, who are mightier than the 31 kings. And then Mrs. David says this refers again to the 31 kings who we just mentioned in the last pasuk. L'sichon melech ha'amori kilom chasto, Sichon the king of the Amorites, for his kindness endures forever. And Mrs. David learns Sichon was listed separately due to his enormous strength. And the same, Olog melech ha'boshon kilom chasto, and O king of Boshon, for his kindness endures forever. Here too, again, Og was mentioned due to his enormous strength. V'nosim artzom l'nachlo kilom chasto, and he presented their land as a heritage, for his kindness endures forever. And then Mrs. David learns, we are thanking Hashem for giving us their land when all we wanted was to be able to just pass through to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Radak and Evan Ezra learned the chesed was that Hashem gave us this land even though it was not part again of the promise to Avraham Avinu, which is why we do not list getting Eretz Yisrael amongst these 26 psukim. And the Radak adds that there's no other nation that tried to take it away from us. The Sforno says that he didn't want to leave it specifically as a midbar. Nachli Yisrael Avdo Kilom Chasto, a heritage for Yisrael, his servant, for his kindness endures forever. And so as David learns, the chesed here was that Hashem gave all of Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, and not just the tzaddikim. And the Sforno explained this refers to the lands of Sichon and Og, that the chesed was, as we mentioned, that again he gave us these lands even though it wasn't part of the promise to the Avos. And the Radak says that Hashem took the land from those who served the Avodah Zarah and gave it to us, Klal Yisrael, who serve Hashem. Shebishifleinu zochar lonu kilom chasto, in our lowliness he remembered us, for his kindness endures forever. Rashi in the Mitzvah David learned this refers to our time in Mitzrayim, where we were enslaved with avodas perach, with hard labor. The Evan Ezra in Radak says this refers to Golas Bavel, where we were exiled due to our averos. And the Radak and Sforno learn it's referring to our current Golas. In any of these explanations, Hashem remembered the bris he made with the Avos, and he took us out, or eventually Be'ez Hashem will take us out from this lowliness. V'yifrkenu mitzareinu kilom chasto, and he released us from our tormentors, for his kindness endures forever. Rashi learns he redeemed us from Mitzrayim. The Evan Ezra says he brought us back for the second Beis Hamikdash, and the Sforno says he will gather us from this current Golus. And the Radak learns that the first chesed here is that we survived amongst the Goyim all these years, and the second chesed, which is greater, is that he will redeem us, and that chesed then will endure forever. He gives nourishment to all flesh, for his kindness endures forever, and the David learns, we're thanking Hashem for his constant giving of nourishment to all flesh, and that he is constantly running everything. And the Radak says, after we listed the chasodim that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech brings a chesed that Hashem does for all life. And it's a chesed that he prepares for each creation its own food. And the Gemara says on this, Koshin mizonosav shaladam kekriyas yamsuf. Providing man's sustenance is difficult like splitting the sea. And therefore one should always daven, whether he's in need for parnasa or he's in a good place with his parnasa, one should always daven for his parnasa. And the capital closes, Hodu l'kel ha'shamayim kilom chasto, give thanks to God of the heavens, for his kindness endures forever. And Rashi learns, give thanks to Hashem, who prepares the food for every creation. And the Radak and Evan Ezra say, we're referring to his making it rain, as the rain is the cause for all food to grow. And so as David says, Kel HaShemayim means to the God who sits in the uppermost heaven above all. And the story and the homework, so I saw in the Bina magazine actually this week, it was a story about the Baal Shem Tov, that he had once traveled to an inn, and the family invited the Baal Shem Tov in, and he said, you know, where's the owner? And they said, he's davening. And as soon as he's done davening, he'll come out. And, the morning was passing. It was afternoon. And finally, the man came out of the room. And he said, I just finished davening. He says, I really don't know what I'm supposed to say. I can't read the instructions. So I just say the whole sitter every single day. So the Baal Shem Tov went ahead and made bookmarks, and he put them in. This is for Shacharis, this is for Mincha, this is for Maariv, this is Shabbos. And sure enough, the next morning, the Baal Shem Tov got up to leave, and right after the Baal Shem Tov left, the man picked up a sitter, it fell on the floor, and all the bookmarks fell out. And he was distraught, and he ran after the Baal Shem Tov. And he's following, and the Baal Shem Tov reaches a river, and at least the way the story says, the Baal Shem Tov opened his handkerchief, put it on the river, and he walked across the river. So the man seeing the Baal Shem Tov do it, took out his own handkerchief, put it on the river, and walked across the river. And when the Baal Shem Tov saw him and said, "How'd you get here?" He said, "What do you mean? I did the same thing you did. I took the handkerchief and walked across." He said, "But I followed you because the bookmarks fell out." And the Baal Shem Tov said, "Obviously, Hashem likes your davening the way you daven." And what the message they were trying to bring is that, again, here's someone who doesn't necessarily know what he's doing, but the sincerity and saying, you know what, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to do everything. If we daven sincerely, our tefillos will be accepted. And the Baal Shem Tov saw that by the fact that the same nace could happen to such a person, to an innkeeper, as Hashem performed for the Baal Shem Tov, shows that there's something about a sincere tefillah. And if we, again, put in our kochos to make the tefillah sincere and not a burden and not, I have to be here, how quickly will we end, but just that I'm here to spend time with Hashem, to daven, pour our hearts out to Him, Bezve Hashem, Hashem will hear our tefillos for us personally, for us nationally, and Bezve Hashem, the Mashiach will come, especially after this past Shabbos, where hopefully most of Klal Yisrael kept Shabbos, and Bezve Hashem, all of Klal Yisrael will soon keep Shabbos. And the homework, obviously, is next week when we get to the Halal HaGadol, to this tefillah, to have in mind some of what we're thanking Hashem for.